are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What up? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, May the 27th, and finally, some news about the Pistons. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. I needed it this morning to get me out of bed, had the air conditioning out in the apartment, and you know how hot it was today in Michigan, and struggled this morning with the hot coffee on top of it, but needed my Built Bar, and it came through. Go to BuiltBar.com, have it come through for you using promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off of your first order. Tack $5 on to that this week as well on the website. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Really excited to talk about some developments about the Pistons organization today. We're going to talk about the news. The Pistons are looking for a general manager. The weird saga that is this front office era continues, gets even weirder on Tuesday. I've got a take on it. We'll talk about the candidates. And later on, we're also going to talk to Joe Marrero of Pistons GT. Those guys are in action tonight. And follow along with the action on Twitch and YouTube gaming as well. But give me a follow on Twitter while you're online checking everything out. Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Dash. Matt Shook, Pistons GT team in action in the NBA 2K League tonight against Lakers Gaming, 7 o'clock Eastern on Twitch and YouTube gaming as well. Friday, they'll be back in action against Pacers Gaming at 7 o'clock, 0-2 on the NBA 2K League season after 1 week for their play. We'll see how they do tonight. We're also looking for your submissions for the worst Pistons play of all time. We'll get into that sometime this week. We're also going to do a little time capsule segment later this week as well. But hey, let's clear all that off the shelf and talk about the news. The Pistons made news finally Tuesday morning. The Woj bomb from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN out of nowhere, which is kind of the MO of this team and this organization. Blake trade out of nowhere in January of 2018, I believe, if my dates are correct. Andre Drummond on the trade deadline day, kind of unexpected at that point. Reports that he might be staying put, and instead the big man was on his way to Cleveland in a little bit of a surprise move. The Pistons, with the unexpected news today, they're going to hire a GM, a general manager with the Detroit Pistons. Can you believe it? A team is going to have a general manager. Breaking news indeed. I don't know, man. I don't get it. But anyway, the Pistons make news, so I'm doing some show prep tonight. Wanted to read up from what everyone's saying. Go on ESPN.com. Look for it. Wasn't on the front page at 9:45 p.m., despite that being really the only news of note happening in my stratosphere other than, baseball and hockey made some announcements. Or hockey made announcements today, a little bit of labor dispute in baseball, too. The Drummond story, I looked on the NBA front page of ESPN.com. Wasn't anything to be found there along the side or the main carousel of the website. You got the Drummond story still up there about him tipping $1,000 in Delray Beach. We talked about that briefly on Tuesday's show. Kudos to Andre. Also, big story on Michael Jordan saying in 2011 that he wouldn't play Dream Team if Isaiah Thomas was on it. Again, we talked about that a few weeks ago here on this podcast because Jack McCallum was telling everyone that in his tour promoting his podcast that this is something he had on tape. He put it in his book in 2012, but the rest of the world heard it in the audio of the Dream Team tapes that Jack McCallum put out. So now it's a big story, getting around all the websites, all the beat writers are writing about it too. Looking for Pistons information, NBA page, ESPN.com. Scroll, 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 scroll. Not a knock on ESPN. I'm not ripping on ESPN here. This is a knock on the Pistons because guess what? Nobody is reading this, that the Pistons are going to hire a general manager. But apparently they're starting to contact potential candidates this week. Here's my question. So someone is going to come in and have their own ideas about the draft process now, kind of scrap everything that this front office has done for the past 2 months, knowing that the season may not ever return and the season might be over, and the draft. I know we've got some time until the draft actually happens, but what has this front office been doing for the past couple of months if they're just now going to start the new draft process under the new general manager? You know he's going to have some ideas, he or she, I should say. And anyway, Ed Stefanski and Arne Tellem apparently collaborating on making the hire. So according the employment tree, presumably, goes Gores at the top, Arne Tellem, Ed Stefanski, then a GM. And then you got two assistant GMs under them, Rose and Malik Rose and Pat Garrity. Although, man, I'll tell you what, I don't know. If those guys are being declared as not candidates for this job publicly before the search even begins, I think Pat Garrity and Malik Rose are somewhere packing their bags. I think we've seen the last of Pat Garrity and or Malik Rose in Detroit. You're telling me I can't even interview for a promotion? See ya. You know, Garrity has already poked around. He was talking about jobs with the Players Association. And by the way, looking at the coaching tree there, Pat Garrity is an associate general manager for the Pistons, and Malik Rose is an assistant general manager. Presumably, associate is a half step, maybe a quarter step ahead of assistant general manager. I don't know. Hilarious to me that an organization without a general manager distinguishes between an associate general manager and an assistant general manager. What's the damn difference? Get a general manager. Then maybe we can make those kind of distinctions after that. But James Edwards III of The Athletic has some reporting for us. He says, on Tuesday morning, sources confirmed for The Athletic that Detroit senior advisor Ed Stefanski and vice chairman Arne Tellem would be conducting a search for a general manager to work alongside Stefanski. So he's not really the decision maker. Ed's still going to be in charge. James also said in a tweet, the Pistons will be looking outside of the organization for this hire. Sources said the team will be reaching out to candidates this week to get permission to interview, end quote. So James went on to say they're expanding the front office, looking outside of the organization to make a new GM hire, not internally. Again, get those real estate numbers ready for Malik Rose and Pat Garrity. I don't see if you aren't allowed to be considered for the promotion, which is a half step or maybe a full step ahead of your job after a few years in the NBA. I got news for you if you think I'm coming back to this organization to stay in my current position. So that's just my take. That's what I think was going to happen. I think those guys will probably, at least one of them will bounce and be upset about how that all went down. Omari Sankofa of the Free Press, the new beat writer for the Pistons there, a friend of the program as well. He's got Shane Battier, Brent Berry, Chauncey Billups, Dell Demps, Troy Weaver of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and Mike Zarin of the Boston Celtics on the list. That's like the guys who are on every one of these lists every time one of these openings come up. And it might be Control V from the same lists that Vince Ellis had from 2 years ago when this position opened up originally. I think, Dell Demps is new, but Battier was in the mix for the job. Brent Berry was in the mix for the job. Chauncey Billups was maybe a pipe dream for fans, for better or worse, at that time. Troy Weaver was a guy that was considered around the league and probably will be considered even more, given that the Thunder are kind of a hot front office right now after fleecing the Clippers and the Paul George trade, apparently and allegedly. Mike Zarin with the Celtics has been a hot name for a long time. Again, these guys are all on the list. They always have been on the list. Will the Pistons, fork enough money over to appeal to one of these guys? B, give enough organizational control to appeal to one of these guys? And C, will a Troy Weaver or a Mike Zarin type look at the Boston Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder and say, maybe we've reached some kind of plateau. Maybe this is the time to jump from this ship and try to steer my own ship if I'm happy with what's available on the other side. But I got some more takes, and we'll talk a little bit more about the general manager position in the front office frenzy. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, Built Bar, man, I got to tell you, that was one of the best parts of the end of last week, was getting my newest shipment of Built Bar. Got the new flavors as well that I'm excited about. PB Brownie is out there. The Pineapple Upside Down Cake as well. I'm excited just thinking about getting those in my next shipment. You can put together your own mix and match of the Built Bars that you want. They are tasty. It's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. 100% covered in chocolate. Soft and easy to chew, but also healthy as well, which is the best part. Perfect for the pre-workout situation. Not going to fill you up. Not going to have you come down on the sugar high, the ups and downs of the sugar. As you know, it's great for the health conscious guy. This is a dude bar. You know dude bars. Better than all the other bars you've been having, the Cliff bars that are too expensive. We'll give you these great discounts and we'll get you to get this product as part of your routine. And I promise you're not going to turn your back on it. Lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. These are guys that started this company, got this great product. They're getting involved with the Lockdown Podcast Network. So do your boy Matt a favor. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com this week through the 31st of May. Get yourself $5 extra off per box. You're basically stealing this stuff from them. And, yeah, great stuff. Tell them the Lockdown Podcast Network told them about their great product, BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your first order. Also got to tell you guys about Mima Remedies, and man, it feels good to have these products that I really believe in to tell you guys about. I got the 9-to-5 job. I'm getting up, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, just like all you guys have been your whole lives, and I'm doing it now too. So I got to get a good night's sleep. I got to get to bed earlier, and now part of my routine is Mima Remedies. It's the CBD company providing full-spectrum CBD hemp oil and flower. My whole life, I've been struggling to get to sleep. My mind is racing at night. This is the thing that's been helping, and this is the thing that I'm going to continue as part of my nightly routine. Mima Remedies is owned by Michigan State alums, Go Green, and Southwest Michigan residents as well. There's only two ingredients in their stuff: USDA certified organic MCT oil derived from coconuts, and also CO2 extracted full spectrum CBD from hemp organically grown in Oregon, where Mima founder Brandon Denler got his start in the industry working with some other MSU alums. To celebrate Mima's first season growing their own hemp in Michigan, they are giving Lockdown listeners 25% off at MimaRemedies.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 25% off. Mima Remedies is MimaRemedies.com. Mima Remedies, full spectrum extract, retains the terpenes and flavor of hemp flower, but there's no additives and flavoring. All natural stuff. All products are third-party lab tested to get the certification in with the package to let you know this stuff's legit. It's not going to mess up your mind. It's always below 0.3% on the THC scale. Safe, healthy, helpful. Find Mima on Instagram. Find them on Facebook as well. Check out their website, Mima Remedies, MimaRemedies.com. I'm telling you, support these sponsors. They keep my lights on, and they keep me going and making it worthwhile for all of us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. If you're looking for high-quality CBD products from a brand that you can trust, Mima is a match made in Michigan.
Yes, sir!
All right, a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Joe Marrero of Pistons GT as they prepare tonight for the NBA 2K League action against Lakers Gaming. Those guys are getting ready. I have something to read to you guys here from the press release 2 years ago on Sunday. So 2 years plus, I guess, about 3 days in addition to those 2 years, announcing the hiring of Ed Stefanski as a senior advisor to Tom Gores. And I quote, "Detroit Pistons owner Tom Gores announced today the hiring of Ed Stefanski as a senior executive reporting directly to Mr. Gores with responsibility for helping reshape the team's basketball operations, infrastructure, and strategy. In this new role, Mr. Stefanski will assist in the searches now underway for a new head coach and new head of basketball operations. Conduct a broad review of the existing structure in which the two jobs were previously combined. Recommend enhancements and improvements to that structure and act as a long-term strategic advisor to Mr. Gores and the Pistons ownership team. His contract has a 3-year term." End quote. I just got to be honest. Today I'm annoyed. This is turning into a bit of a joke of a situation. I thought that every press conference that Ed Stefanski did in his 2 years so far with the Pistons, and he didn't do very many of them, by the way. I think that's kind of Bob Quinn speak for things are going not very well, so let's just kind of stay out of the public eye. He should have been asked, and I think he was asked at least a few times, maybe by Stoney and some of the radio guys, "Hey, Ed, how is that GM search going?" It became kind of a punchline. He always had kind of a punchy response to it. Ed plays the role really well. He's a really smart guy. Ed Stefanski kind of plays the role of a dummy. He's got that self-deprecating humor. I think he's kind of stealing my shtick a little bit there, really. But a couple years ago, right around the time that Ed Stefanski got hired, I was just, you know, working at the casino, walking all the time, still doing the Locked On Pistons podcast for all you guys. You didn't know it, but I was working full-time as a blackjack dealer in Chicago while I was starting the first year or so of this podcast. There's a little bit of a reveal for you. But right around the time that Ed got hired, I was listening to a lot of the national podcasters as I was going on the train, doing the late shift there at the casino in Chicago. Heard one of the podcasters talking about it. I can't remember who. And I know Valeni's talked about this quite a bit, about the Pistons and Ed, and specifically with Bob Quinn with the Lions too. But a lot of these guys in front offices and in major professional sports, they're trying just to not get fired, right? They reach the pinnacle of their profession, salary-wise and prestige-wise. These are great jobs. And not to say that these guys are working hard. They're traveling around the world scouting. They obviously have a level of expertise. They've worked hard to get to these positions. They deserve the fruits of their labor, no doubt about that. But these are great jobs. And you look at it and you say, look at the world of professional sports. You're saying, this is about as high as it's going to get for me, Ed Stefanski, in my career in terms of earnings and in terms of prestige. How can I make this three-year gig that I got from Tom Gores, how can I turn this into 5-6 years? Obviously, the best way to do that is to win a lot, because then you can write your own blank check for your next job with another team or get a lucrative extension with that team. So that's goal number one. I'm not being completely cynical, and Ed's doing whatever he can in the long term to get this team to win and turn a corner. I'm not saying he's sabotaging. He's a good guy. Not saying anything like that. But through 2 years of a three-year deal of Ed Stefanski, what has he done? And again, this is a pro-Ed Stefanski podcast. He's done more good than bad, but this just really feels like he's just coasting and just kind of doing whatever it takes to move on to whatever deal comes after that third year. He's made some decent moves around the margins and not really made too many big waves there. Done a good job directing the scouting department to find the Bruce Browns of the world. I like the Sekou pick. Me and Ed might be proven wrong about that someday. That's certainly a strong possibility that Sekou is very busty. But, of course, in that draft, a bust that had a chance of becoming something is probably better than some of the alternatives in the teens that the Pistons were at number 15 last year. But, man, what does Ed do after 2 years? He gives himself a promotion. You make the hire now when it's time for the tough choices, so someone else comes in to make these tough decisions. And even if that person fails, maybe he's even able to hire another general manager after that. I mean, he may have bought himself 4 more years after this original 3-year deal just by tying himself to a whole new hire that's going to have his whole new time to shuffle the deck and see what he can do with this roster. If Ed got a 3-year deal, you bring in someone new that's Ed's third year is tied to this new GM's first season. Well, you can't fire a GM after one season, right? So you got to bring Ed back. You got to bring his boss back and give him a little bit of extension as well. I still, I think Duncan tweeted something about this earlier too, and maybe me and Duncan are kind of out there on our own little limbs here, but I still think the Andre Drummond trade was not a good one. Given that you got nothing, you can get nothing for him this summer. You can get nothing for him at the trade deadline next year. And if you can't literally get anything, then watch him go next summer when cap room and expiring contracts is actually something that's valuable. Maybe it's me being pessimistic about what's coming up this offseason, and I know that there's a possible whole new financial summer for the league coming up, but assuming that everything kind of stays proportionally where it was pre-pandemic, as the summer gets closer, I don't see teams needing to get off a real bad contract this summer. Nobody wants to give you a bad contract and give you an asset for your trouble. Next summer is the summer. Next spring at the trade deadline is when that's going to make sense. And guess what? That's when Andre was going to come off. That's when you can get assets is next year. A team that takes Andre's expiring, maybe they give you 2 or 3 mid-range guys that aren't going to come off for a bit. They got another year or two left on their deal. Maybe get a pick or two for that. I hope I'm wrong, but who is that team this summer? We've talked about it a little bit. There are some possibilities, some far-fetched type of stuff. But aside from like John Wall, is there a contract in the NBA that's worth attaching a first-round pick just to get rid of it? I don't know that there is. Maybe a second, and we know that Ed Stefanski doesn't really think too highly of second-round picks based on his comments about Markieff Morris' possible trades after the trade deadline, what he gave up to get Davidas Servetus to stash him over in Israel for the next several years. And if that was Ed's plan to trade Andre to set up this summer, then why can't Ed see it through, right? You're bringing in someone else who didn't even come up with this plan to get all this cap space this summer. The new guy comes in, he wasn't part of the plan to acquire cap space. And again, he's going to have his own draft ideas from doing the due diligence with some front office that has been working on their draft stuff for so long, too. It's strange. And Garrity and Rose, what happened there, right? It would make sense that maybe Ed Stefanski kept Garrity, brought in Rose with the idea that they eventually become the general manager. That if that's what was the end result of this, if the promotion was of Garrity or Rose to become general manager, then that would make this past 2 years actually make a little bit of sense, right? The two young guys, the two former players, maybe not quite ready to be GM, work under Ed Stefanski for a couple years, get the guidance, work with the G League, work with the scouting department, hit all sides, the analytics, which isn't existent with the Pistons from the outside perspective right now. Maybe you can kind of intern your way into getting enough well-rounded experience that you can become a general manager of a team. But apparently those guys are not going to be ready for the job for whatever reason. And if they were mentored to be in this position and after 2 years they're still not ready, man. And they were both in front offices before this too. Atlanta and San Antonio for Malik, some broadcasting too. Garrity was with Stan Van Gundy in Detroit. He's still not ready. Man, if they're not ready, get rid of them at this point, right? And I know that they're probably looking to leave too. I'm sure they're both packing their bags. And again, going back to analytics, what happened to analytics with this team? They bring in Sachin Gupta in Stefanski's first season on the job. He left after 1 year. You don't leave after 1 year if you feel super empowered, if you feel super taken care of. And I'm not just talking about money. I think that Tom Gores, after firing Stan Van Gundy, probably had to settle with Van Gundy, first of all. I think he did a pretty good job of shelling out some money to bring in some names like Malik Rose, names like Sachin Gupta, veteran name like Ed Stefanski around the league, and money to bring in Dwayne Casey, too, by the way. These are uncapped positions where Gores has stepped up and spent the money. So they probably gave Gupta a nice office, a nice salary. But guess what? He didn't feel empowered, it seems like. And then he left to go to be number two in Minnesota. He was not replaced after 1 year as an assistant GM of analytics. So to me, that brings a giant hole in what the Pistons have in the front office. Got to bring in some analytics, whether it's at the general manager position or maybe replacing Garrity or Rose if one of those guys take off, like I think kind of a hunch that they might. So what, is Daryl Morey available if he gets knocked off by the Rockets? And by the way, Gerson Rosas, remember from the Rockets that they looked at last time, who you probably couldn't convince to come last time because of the situation the Pistons were in at that point, he goes to Minnesota instead, and guess what he did last offseason? He hired Gupta away from you, probably empowered him. We'll see how that works out in Minnesota. I'm not super convinced that Rosas and Gupta are certainly going to be a championship combination going forward, but man, I'd rather be in that front office than where the Pistons are at right now. But what's my advice at the end of the day, given this current situation and what they should do going forward, if this is at the tack they take? I say go get Troy Weaver or go get Mike Zarin, someone like that, the number two from a real team, a real front office, and try to catch up to the rest of the league. And then maybe someday we'll find our way to the front page of ESPN.com. So let's, speaking of some things that are making the front page, the NBA 2K League, those guys played on ESPN2 last week. So up next, we're going to talk to Joe Marrero of the Pistons GT team of the NBA 2K League. That's coming up next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, also want to tell you guys about our other sponsor, and that's Blinkist. Blinkist.com/NBA. I want to tell you about the most useful app during this tough time. It's hard to find that time to sit down and read. You're working all day. You do the Locked On Pistons podcast at night. I know how it goes for you. But when you don't have the free time, you can't work or write on that personal development. There's an incredible app out there that solves this problem. I highly recommend it. It is called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. I like Blinkist because you've got all the great titles that help you out. There's a bunch of health and nutrition stuff on there as well, poking around at some of these titles I've been thinking about checking out. What to Eat When, just an 18-minute read to tell you all about nutrition. The Sleep Revolution by Arianna Huffington, the founder of the Huffington Post. That's a 15-minute read. You know you need more sleep. You know you need to know how to figure out how to do it, but also do it efficiently in terms of your reading time. And also The Easy Way to Stop Smoking by Alan Carr, a 12-minute read. I know that you've been trying to kick that smoking habit, or maybe it's another habit that you can bring some of those same principles from that book into that action as well. Blinkist is the place to be for all this stuff, all this information that's going to be a quick little read for you and listen as well if you prefer that. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your 7-day free trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. All right, and now we're being joined by Joe Marrero, one of the members of the Pistons GT team, as he's getting ready for this week's games. The Pistons GT team trying to bounce back after an 0-2 start to the season. Joe, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Not a problem.
Now, you're the veteran of this group. What do you think? I mean, first of all, let me talk to you about playing on national television on Tuesday as you guys open up the season. I was watching on ESPN2. I know it's a lot of different things this year, especially because of the quarantine, but what was it like, the ESPN2 part of it?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, just, you know, as being a big sports fan, you know, ESPN, that's really all I watched growing up, you know. So just to be on there playing, that's a great feeling. And it's, you know, to have family back home, you know, getting to see me actually on ESPN as well. Like that's, it was awesome. You know, even though we lost, you know, that's not good, obviously, but you know, just, to be on a big platform like that is, it was great.
Did you hear from a lot more people after the game? Cause obviously you kind of got to go to the internet and go to Twitch or some other different platforms to watch you guys normally, but for it to be on TV, did you find that more people were checking it out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I felt like the audience, it definitely drew in a way bigger audience, you know, seeing that, you know, being on ESPN. So for sure.
And now, let's talk about the team a little bit. You guys, obviously the first regular season games getting together as a group, a couple of the new guys, you've been on the team for all 3 years, but Demon JT kind of running the show at point guard there. What stands out to you about him and how he changes the team given you've had training camp together and now some games under your belt with him as well?
Yeah, I would say JT brings a ton of energy. You know, I feel like he's a very passionate player. You know, and him pairing up with you know, our rookie Charger who plays with him in the off season, and as well as Rommel, you know, that was it's almost like just fits in place with us. You know, we're a team that thrives off of energy and you know, communication. So he's definitely a passionate player. I would say that for sure.
Yeah, and I was watching, and it seems like Ramo, he kind of was controlling the game for a while against the Wizards, the game that I was watching on Tuesday. But you saw him in the first year of the NBA 2K League, and then he was an opponent of yours in year two, back for year three. What do you think is different about his game, or maybe him as a person, as he's kind of been through a couple of different organizations, and what do you kind of notice as things about him that are?
I feel like Ramo, you know, obviously him being traded, you know, to the Pacers and then coming back to us, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder. You know, he feels like, you know, that, you know, he been passed around for nothing almost, you know. So, you know, he's very hungry and he wants to win. And, you know, and the same as all of us, you know, especially, you know, the season we had last year, is losing is not our option for us, you know. It's we only think, we're thinking positive, we're thinking winning only. And, you know, starting off 0-2, we're attacking our mistakes and trying to, you know, bounce back as soon as we can. It's unfortunate, you know, with this quarantine that you know, we're playing from apartments instead of like our facility because of the lockdown. And I feel like that a lot of teams got an advantage over us on that part, but it's no excuses. We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing wrong, and we have to fix it on that part. But yeah, speaking on Ramo, I would say definitely He's very passionate, and he definitely has a chip on his shoulder, feeling like he's been passed around for nothing.
And like you mentioned with the apartments, it's different because we're watching, they're flipping between your game with the Wizards on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and they were going back and forth with the Lakers and the Warriors game on the other as well. And notice that the Warriors team was all sitting in the same room together,
right.
as opposed mm-hmm. to you guys. I mean, what does that change things for you? And do you think that, you know, tougher for you guys?
Yeah, like that, to me, honestly, that's huge. You know, like, you know, we're all playing in different apartments, so it's like we don't get to, you know, obviously sit side by side like a lot of other teams you might see on broadcast. You know, they're sitting right next to each other and whatnot. Us, we're playing in different apartments. You know, they're in facilities. You know, our facility, obviously, you know, Michigan is still on lockdown, so we can't play in our facility. We have to play from our apartment. So I feel like that's huge. You know, it's almost like it's almost like a change for us, but not a change for other teams because they're still doing what they normally do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but then again, man, we don't have to go on excuses. You know, it's an obstacle to overcome, and it's not going to be here forever. Obviously, you know, hoping that Michigan uplifts the lockdown in the next 2 weeks or so we can get to our facility and weather the storm and bounce back.
Joseph Marrero of the Pistons GT team. Good luck to you this week, and thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Appreciate you. It was an awesome experience to be on here with you, man, and I would love to do it again.
All right, thanks a bunch to Joe Marrero, the Pistons GT team. Thanks for taking the time. Enjoy the Pistons GT team in action tonight in the NBA 2K League, 7 o'clock against the Lakers gaming team. Also, be sure to check out BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off of your first order. $5 extra off just this week at BuiltBar.com. Check out MimaRemedies.com, M-I-M-A, Remedies. Use LOCKEDON for 25% off. Please do check these sponsors out. Give them follows on social media and try their product based on your love for the LOCKEDON Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of LOCKEDON Fantasy Basketball. Have a great day. Talk to you guys later.